today's episode is ultra important for you to listen to because we're going to talk about some major housekeeping, all right? The way forward for the Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture podcast. That's a little dramatic. We're going to talk about some Patreon updates, Patreon gift memberships, a resolution to my eternal debate about swearing or not on this podcast, the Twin Peaks Grey Lodge major updates, hint, I'm done, the way forward on video drama, that's YouTube, Rockfin, Rumble, Twitter X drama, and a insane Black Friday t-shirt deal I'll be offering up. In fact, it's live right now, so if you want to check out the prices, gumroad.com/IsaacW. Let's start out with Patreon. This is what's going on. And what happened was Apple is, I guess, more or less forcing Patreon to sell memberships through the Apple app at a higher cost, kind of. Let me explain what's going on. And I want to tell you, first and foremost, if you're already on my Patreon, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, this won't impact you at all. Don't even worry about what I'm about to say. This is only for people who in the future plan on signing up for the Patreon. And I'll try to like keep reminding you of this. So this is only going to affect people in the future signing up for Patreon through the Apple iOS Patreon app. So if you're on Android, don't even worry about it. Okay? But if you're using an Apple iPhone and in the future you want to sign up for Patreon through the Patreon app, on the Apple thing, this is going to cost you more. Because they decided that when you sign up for a creator such as myself here, Apple wants this massive cut. Apple, I'm going to read you some of the official language. Apple is requiring that Patreon switch to their iOS in-app purchase system starting this November or risk being removed from the App Store. This has two major consequences for creators. That's me, right? Apple will be applying a 30% App Store fee to all new memberships purchased in the Patreon iOS app. Any creator currently on... Yeah, you don't care about that. So again, to reiterate, the Apple 30% fee will not affect anyone who's already on the Patreon team. This is only for people in the future who want to sign up for my Patreon. And only for those people that use the Apple iOS Patreon app, the Apple Patreon app to sign up. All right. They're saying that it's going to start rolling out in November of 2024. I'm reading that it might not be fully propagated out till early 2025, whatever, right? So here's the deal. If you already signed up for Patreon, you're good. Don't even worry about this. If you're on an Android, you're good. Don't even worry about this. If you sign up in the future at the website patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher on a laptop, a desktop, a browser, even your Safari browser on your Apple phone, you're good. You don't have to worry about it. You're going to see tier ones, $5 on all of those things. But in the future, if you sign up for Patreon using the Patreon app on the Apple phone, you're going to see it's like $8 or $9 for tier one now because they are charging more. Okay, good. Just want to make sure you see that. All right. Next, Patreon. I attempted this. There's a gift membership option. If you want to give it to somebody, you're like, hey, you got to check out my boy Isaac. You can gift membership Patreon memberships now. All right. This applies to everything on the Patreon, from what I understand. That includes, I do this show with my beautiful normie wife, Breaking Social Norms. It'll apply to that too. They'll have their own, Breaking Social Norms will have its own gift membership page. But if you go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher/gift, you can find gift membership options. I tried to do this with my VIP section, IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section, which is basically the same thing. There were some difficulties, right? Like I say, I'm a one-man army, and there were some difficulties, and it wasn't a smooth, painless thing, so I kind of disabled that for the time being. So now you can do it on Patreon. They're really doing a lot of work at Patreon to improve the platform there, by the way, so I'm loving it. It's great. Speaking of the VIP section, and I've got some requests. Sometimes when I discuss things, like today, I'm going to leave links in the show notes for that Patreon gift membership page, all right? But oftentimes when I do a show, I'll be like, hey, did you watch the, we're going to talk about the 9/11 conspiracy theory shows I did in September of 21. I'll put a link in the show notes. I say that all the time, right? I reference other shows and I put the link in the show notes. If you're on the VIP section, if you're on Apple Premium, I cannot put a link for your ad-free version of the show. I can only put links to the free feed version of the show because I link it through my IlluminatiWatcher.com website. So when I'm telling you, check out the link, you may have to just scroll back on the app to, like, for instance, the 9/11 shows. You're going to scroll back on the app to September of 21 to find that show if you want the ad-free. And the problem is I can put the... Like, I leave the links in there on the free feed version of the show, and that's fine because the free feed losers, they click it, and they're like, oh, okay, there's the ads that I deserve. And I'm joking. Everyone, calm down. And I don't want to leave those in for the Apple Premium folks or the VIP section folks because I don't want them to click it, and then they hear ads, and they're like, what the hell, Isaac? It's because I literally don't have a link I can provide because of the structure of the way the app works. I don't know if that makes sense. But in the Patreon, I try to sometimes find the link to the Patreon. So the again, like, I keep staring people towards the Patreon because it actually seems to be it's the best as far as functionality goes. But anyway, all three platforms are great. If you want to compare IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit that VIP tab up top and you can compare all three options. VIP section is the one that I own and manage and run. It can be your cheapest form. I send you a nice little video, a little welcome video personalized for every new sign up. Apple Premium is the easiest because you mash the button and you're in. Patreon kind of has the best of everything, to be honest. You got a comment section. You get the free books. But, you know, whatever one you like. Swearing. The age-old debate of swearing. I started podcasting 10 years ago. And I opted to try to stay professional, you know, which means I don't swear on the podcast in general. Every now and then I'll swear because I'll be playing movie clips that have swear words in it. And I think, well, I mean, the whole episode is going to be explicit lyrics. I might as well let it rip, right? And I get a lot of back and forth about this. And I posted it up. And the comments that I read from a recent episode where I said, hey, like, do you guys want me to swear or not? Like, most people seem to love it. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to roll with it. Like, that's the more authentic version of me anyway. So I'm not going to warn you guys anymore in the future if I'm going to swear during the episode. Like, just assume it's going to be there. I will mark them all as explicit. My apologies for the people that hate that. What a lot of people said, they were like, well, look, Isaac, I mean, we're talking about really dark subject matter here. I don't think anyone's that offended by it. And I hope that is the case because, you know, I'm a people pleaser. I want everyone to be happy and have the product they want. But I promise I'm not going to overdo it and drop F-bombs every other sentence. I mean, hell, I might not even swear. You might not even hear me swearing. But I just want to let you know that I'm not going to give you the forewarning anymore. Just assume it's there. And if you're driving in the minivan with the kids and that's a problem, so there you go. We're letting the swear words fly from here on out. Next, email drama. I've got an email list on IlluminatiWatcher.com. You'll find the sign-up field almost everywhere. It's the one where when you sign up for the free email list, the first email you get is a link to download my first book for free, which if you haven't done that yet, I don't know what you're doing. Go get it. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, go to the Start Here menu tab up top. You'll find the field there. You'll find it almost every page. I put it everywhere. And what it is it's just basically when I have a new appearance or a new episode that comes out, I notify you guys through the email, right? Everyone's busy. I get it. So I hit it up. Well, what you should also know is that on my Gumroad store, when you buy a product, you're automatically signed up for a Gumroad. It's not called an email list because it's more of a post thing. There's like posts on there. But effectively, you end up on another email list for my Gumroad. So what I've been doing is like I send out that email to both my IlluminatiWatcher.com email list and the Gumroad email list. So you'll see the same email twice if you're signed up for both things, right? And some people wrote me and they said, hey, that's annoying. Well, what I would recommend is you unsubscribe from the Gumroad email. because the IlluminatiWatcher.com email is the one I'm going to send the most things on. I know, it's kind of weird, right? I would just unsubscribe from the Gumroad one for now, okay? Because there's nothing that the Gumroad email is going to get that the IlluminatiWatcher.com email wouldn't get. So just stay on the IlluminatiWatcher.com email and unsubscribe from the Gumroad one. T-shirts. I forgot to tell you, I got Twin Peaks up. Did I tell you I got Twin Peaks updates? Okay. T-shirts. You know, Black Friday's coming up. It's our capitalistic holiday. I'm not doing a promo code like I normally do. I just went in and updated the pricing on the T-shirts. And I'm going to keep it the price up from this moment that you're listening to this until Sunday, November 24th. All right? I've got a handful of shirts. First off, I got the Free Feed Loser shirt, right? It's the occult symbolism and pop culture logo on the front, and it says Free Feed Loser on the back. Turns out, you guys didn't like that idea. It's shocking. So I've got to basically sell these at a loss because no one's buying them. A few of you did. I appreciate you. Thank you. I wear one. I rock it. I cut the sleeves off. I love it. I think it's funny. A lot of people don't. So I'm selling them at a loss. Price is fixed right now at $9.99. Let's just get them out of here, okay? Then I've got the sort of podcast logo with these nerds are going to kill us on the back in gray. I've still got a handful of sizes left there. Selling them at below cost, $14.99. I've got the Laura Palmer, She's Filled with Secrets shirt from the Red Room, Twin Peaks. Very low stock on every size, $14.99, below cost. I've got Dale Cooper shirts from Twin Peaks. I got two double XLs and two triple XLs left. That's it. Way below cost, $9.99. Let's get them out of here. I got two small George Bush shirts at way below cost, $9.99. Let's get them out of here. And then, of course, I've got the classic iconic podcast shirt. Has the podcast logo on the front. These nerds are going to kill us on the back in black. I'm going to sell them at close to cost, $19.99. So get them while you can. And what about books? You're saying, well, I can't really discount them like that. I mean, my goodness, they were so much work to begin with anyhow. If you're on the supporter feeds, you'll get a 10% discount code. I'd recommend using that. Shipping. A lot of people say, dude, I'm trying to buy two books and a shirt, and you're charging me, you know, $25 for shipping. What the hell? The problem is the bundling. When I started out on this journey, I had like one book to sell. And I don't know of a way to bundle all of it because it gets real screwy on my end. I don't know how to explain that besides saying like it's really difficult for me to bundle items into a shipment. So that's why I have a couple packages, right? Like I got a, if you want the two alien books, you can get that in a package. If you want every book I've ever written, you can get that in a package. That's like kind of the best way for me to bundle things. You can check it out, gumroad.com/IsaacW. But if you're buying a bunch of stuff and you're like, dude, like the shipping is like pissing me off. I'm not buying this and paying all these different shipping charges when you're going to throw it all in one big package. Hit me up at IlluminatiWatcher@gmail.com and I'll send you a custom PayPal invoice. If you don't have PayPal, I'm sorry. PayPal is the only option I got for something like that. Again, I'm a one-man army. This isn't a big business over here. So IlluminatiWatcher@gmail. Shoot me a message. Say, this is the things I want. This is my address. Send me a PayPal invoice and I can do that. You know, and keep in mind, it's my birthday next week, all right? And I don't make $500,000 a month from foreign governments, and I barely accept sponsorships anymore because I've been really picky about the products. I got six kids to feed, but I don't just want to sponsor anything that comes across my desk. I go back and forth on that, but like at the moment, I'm like, no, I want to stand more towards only the things that I'm like, okay, I dig this. I think my people will like this, right? Okay. So shirts are on sale right now. Those sizes I called out, they might be gone by the time you get there. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. Link in the show notes as always. Twin Peaks. I'm done with Twin Peaks. All I got, I've went through all the episodes of season 3, and I just have to edit them and do I did the final dossier. I just got to edit all that, which takes a good amount of time, but the hardest part is over. But I do need to complete my final wrap-up analysis. I'm deep into that, but I wanted to give you fair warning because if you're following along on the Grey Lodge, I'm going to be picking up at a considerable pace. I would recommend you just kind of blast through the shows if you can. because I'm going to be dumping all of these Twin Peaks episodes. It just depends on the timing. Like, if I took 2 days off of work, I could probably just knock them all out, and you're going to see, what, 15, 16 episodes show up on your feed in the course of 2 days. Like, that might happen. But I'm planning on getting these pumped out and dropping them as soon as I can. I'm going to say December. Maybe I'll do half of them in December, half in January. It just depends on how much free time I've got to do the editing. And the reason I want to just bang them out and not sort of stretch them out is because I know a bunch of you absolutely hate it. You see Twin Peaks episodes come across your podcast feed. You're like, Isaac, stop it with the Twin Peaks. All right. You hate it. Why? I don't know. It's fine, though, because I started out hating Twin Peaks, too. But they'll be there someday. You'll come back and you'll say, you know what? I'm into this show. Because I was there too. So, but for now, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm gonna be cruising. So if you want to catch up, let's just do it, right? It's been a year and a half. If I can find the time to focus, I'll nerd out and just bang them out. All right. Twitter drama. I'm taking a break from Twitter. Is this a political statement? No. It's more of an anti-nerd statement. When me and Josie did on Breaking Social Norms a few years ago, we did a countdown of the top 10 most evil nerds on the planet. And guess who came in at number one, right? And this is well before a lot of the political stuff. I've dumped my, 3 shares of Tesla stock, and I'm dumping Twitter. Not permanently, just for a while. Just because it gives me the ick to even support it, to get on there and look at anything, because I don't trust that person. I'll probably go back someday, right? But not anytime soon. I'm standing on my most evil nerd business. And here in capitalist America, that's how you vote. This is how you vote. We live in an attention economy. I will not be supporting that guy. Finally. Is this finally? Is this the last one and we're done? Video drama. Oh my God. Always with the video drama. I don't know what it is. It's the bane of my existence. I found out the hard way that YouTube torched my channel with no warning, that my second channel, right? I've still got my third, like, small backup channel, but, like, why bother? You know what I mean? My first one got banned, as you know, in 2017. I was up to like 74,000 subs. This one, I was building it. I was up to 22,000 again. I was like, all right, here we go. And I was even careful about what I uploaded there, and it didn't matter. They torched it. I was like, okay. They give you an email that says it was content that promotes, glorifies, or incites acts of violence to harmful conspiracy theories which have been linked to direct threats or violent acts, and it's not allowed on YouTube. Okay. Well, look, I'm going to shut up, but we all know there's plenty of people on YouTube right now who are conspiracy theory type folks. For some reason, Russell Brand can have 3 million followers. I'm sure Tim Pool's on there. Is Tim Pool on there? Should I say that even? I don't even know the guy. I'm not trying to fire shots. I'm just saying, like, it's insane. The hypocrisy is insane of what's allowed on YouTube and what's not. Yeah, Tim Pool. 1.4 million followers for Tim Pool. Mark Dice. I mean, it goes on and on. I'm not trying to snitch. I'm just saying, like, it's insane the amount of censorship and hassling I get. Why? I don't know. If you know me or my saga, you know this is a whole ordeal for me. And it's shocking to me, you know, I even got kicked off of Vimeo where I was paying them to host my videos. And I'm shocked because I try to be the guy that's the most civil. I try to be the most civil guy in all of the truther community because I'm a very moderate guy. I want to be respectful to people. And I use the term allegedly where I can. I just don't understand it. But for whatever reason, the video version of my show is the biggest source of drama in my whole life. Why? Because it takes forever to process. It takes forever to edit. You got to upload the videos. You got to have equipment. You got to have cameras. You got to have software. It's expensive. You know, video cameras, you go to the Best Buy, there's one video camera. It's $1,000. It's a Sony. That's what I got. I mean, back in the day, you could get a video camera for $200-$300. And then you got to get the software. I mean, it's a whole ordeal, right? And besides all of that, it's the most time-consuming part of the whole process for me. And it's the thing that gets banned the most. I got banned from YouTube and Vimeo. Anyway, so I went to Rockfin, as you know, in 2020 during the heat of a lot of censorship and banning on all these other platforms. And things were fine on there. But the engagement for me just doesn't exist. It just doesn't happen. No one's watching my videos. The engagement is just not good for me, right? It's a good platform. There's great people on there. A lot of people on there. For whatever reason, I don't fit. 90% of the comments I get are people telling me to kill myself. So I'm like, okay, well, so I don't know. People hate me. People hated Josie on there. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to do it. It's kind of like Twitter. I'm not going to get on an area that ruins my day and makes me start spiraling into depression and self-critical stuff. I'm just not doing it. So it's not a platform that works for me. It's not them. It's me is what I'm trying to say. So I'm not going to upload videos on Rockfin anymore. I'll leave the archive up there for a while. I'll probably just delete the whole channel in 25 to avoid confusion, because I don't want people to sign up and be like, oh, Isaac's on here. And then like, oh, where's all this stuff? He's not uploading. So I'm just letting you know, I'm off Rockfin, okay? And listen to me. I sincerely apologize to you guys. Anyone back in 2020 or was it 21 when I was like, hey, follow me on Rockfin. I'm worried I'm going to get censored off of Patreon and all these other things. I was pumping it really hard because it felt like the world was changing so rapidly at that time, and it was really scary for me. And it was a new platform, and I really liked it because I was like, well, this is a place that they won't censor me, and they absolutely won't. They're great. And, you know, so I'd set up the Rockfin, and then after a few months, I was like, man, I need to have my own thing. Cause like Greg Carlwood, he's got his own thing. And that was the move from the beginning I should have done from day one, but I didn't. I don't like the idea of someone being able to sort of hold things over me and pull my plug. So I created the VIP section as my sort of alternative, my backup plan in case Patreon torches me without warning someday. But anyways, I apologize to you people that you guys are the greatest. You followed me to Rockfin, and now I'm like, well, now I'm off of there. So like, I apologize. What a pain in the ass that must be. I get it. And I'm humbly asking you, if you want the video version of my show, tier 2 on either Patreon or my VIP section is the way you can get the ad-free video versions of every single episode I do. If you're on the Apple Premium, I'm sorry, I can't offer a tier 2 version. It's just not the way the structure works. That's audio only on Apple. So that leads me to the Rumble option, because everyone says, well, just put it on Rumble. They don't censor. I actually did set up a channel on Rumble. I think it's like rumble.com/c/occult symbolism. I'll put the link in the show notes. I didn't really take it serious because, again, not a lot of people on there. Not a ton of engagement. Like, I'll never hit 1 million subscribers on Rumble. It's just not going to happen. YouTube, you could if you didn't get torched. And the ad revenue doesn't exist. I mean, it's virtually non-existent on Rumble. Which, I hate to be the guy who's always talking about the money, but like I was trying to say, the equipment, the software, and the time that takes to do the videos is off the charts. It's easily the biggest pain in my butt. I don't even want to do it. I really don't. But a lot of people like it. I've got a lot of people on my tier 2 that want me to have those videos, and I'm doing it for them. And anyway, so from here on out, here's the two options. You could do the Rumble channel, because I will upload almost all the videos there. But you're going to be on free feed loser status. You're going to have ads that they put on there. You're going to have ads that I put on there. And it's going to take a month. I'm going to upload those shows a month after I post the episode to my podcast feed. Or you could do the supporter status tier 2. Again, same. You'll get ad-free version of the video. You'll get early access. And you'll get it through, I post an index on VIP section tier 2 and Patreon tier 2 of the unlisted links on the Rumble. Because I upload them to Rumble, but it's an unlisted private link that no one sees, right? So that's kind of how you get to watch the video, all right? Tier 2 right now is $10. So in conclusion, let's wrap everything up. Let's wrap it all up. What did I talk to you about today? Patreon. From here on out, if you sign up for Patreon, using the Apple Store Patreon app, you might be paying an extortion fee of 30% more. If you want the regular, you know, tier 1's $5. If you want that regular tier 1 $5 price, you got to sign up literally anywhere but the Apple app for Patreon. The browser's great. The laptop's great. Android is great. That's the deal. And you'll know it. You'll see it. You'll say, damn, tier 1's $8.99? No, it's not. It's $5. So that should be your cue to be like, oh, that's right. I remember Isaac talking about this. Patreon has gift memberships now. If you want to give a gift membership of my show to someone, I'll put the link in the show notes. I'm swearing from here on out. No more warnings. My apologies for the few people who don't dig it. I gotta be me. And I promise I won't be over the top with it. I'm trying to be a gross person, okay? But I will be dropping a bomb here and there. Twin Peaks, I'm wrapping it up. And here's the point with the Twin Peaks. If you see 20 episodes in a row of Twin Peaks in a week, don't unsubscribe. Don't get mad. Just know that I'm banging them out so that you don't have to see it anymore on your feed for the people that hate it. Apple Premium and VIP section. I can't do links to the ad-free version of the episode in the show notes. So when I say link in the show notes for the episode, you probably won't see it. Got to scroll back to the date on the app. Gumroad. If you get the emails and it bugs you to see duplicates, unsubscribe from the Gumroad email. And I've got the Black Friday sale live right now for the shirts at very heavy discounts. If you want the books at a discount, you can get 10% on any of my, except for the Apple Premium, you can't get a 10% code. VIP section or Patreon, you can get a 10% Gumroad code. Twitter, I'm done with it for a while. You can follow me on Instagram, of course. I've been trying to work with Threads and even Blue Sky. I'm on there because a lot of the Twin Peaks people went to Blue Sky. Facebook's still a graveyard. I don't go there anymore. I'm trying to sort of find my new home of where to mindlessly scroll. And Threads is pretty good. Blue Sky's okay. There's not a ton of people on there. I'm deleting my Rockfin in 2025. You know where to go if you want tier 2 videos. And Rumble is going to be free feed loser video status. I'll be uploading most of my videos there. But you're going to get them a month late. You're going to have ads. You're not gonna be supporting your boy like you want. So just sign up for the tier 2 and it'll be all gravy. So there you go. Thank you for listening to the All a Housekeeping Show. I'll put links in the show notes for all this crap. Hope you have some good holidays. Stay positive.